Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, and verse 13. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. Let me go to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 15. And for this cause, he, that is our Lord Jesus Christ, is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death for the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which were called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Next reading in 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Our next reading, Matthew chapter 18 and verse 3. Verily I say unto you, except he be converted and become as little children, he shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now may the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. One of the words that we had in our reading tonight, you would have noticed, is that word inheritance. Inheritance. And Brother David, when he was speaking this morning, he in fact mentioned another word which is something similar, and that is benefit. The benefit which comes to us who have believed in our Lord Jesus Christ. And first of all tonight, what I would like to do is look at that verse in 1 Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. And just very briefly, first of all, I would like to address my comments to those in the meeting tonight who have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Those of us who have asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into our hearts, and our names have been recorded in heaven's book of life. And a wonderful verse for us here to know that we have an inheritance. An inheritance coming to us. An inheritance in the Lord Jesus Christ. A benefit, in other words. You and I have this wonderful inheritance. And if I could just see our brother Rowan on the platform tonight, he'll be jumping with joy and excitement over this. And, oh, they did close it up a bit. So, you know, that's wonderful, isn't it? Those of us who have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. And it says here that to an inheritance incorruptible. Our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ has given us this wonderful inheritance. You know, we do have things down below here, but what happens from time to time, we have to replace them, don't we? Because they rust and they corrode and all sorts of things happen to them. But this inheritance in our Lord Jesus Christ, it is incorruptible. And if there's anybody unsaved in the meeting tonight, young or old, I trust that you will listen to these words and know that what we are rejoicing in as Christians can be your portion tonight as well. It's incorruptible and undefiled. A wonderful inheritance in the presence of God. And it says here, and that fadeth not away. Sometimes we buy things and we see the color goes out of it, and sometimes we, you know, put some money in the bank and we find that the bank fees erodes away and your balance fades away. That happens. And you know, lots of things we do, they fade away. But you know, this inheritance reserved in heaven for us, that fadeth not away. And once more, there is a reassurance here that it is reserved. It is reserved. You know, when you go into a building and you drive in, I do that when I go into town or in Queen Victoria, and you go round and around, and every time you see reserve, 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 and you go round and round, round, reserve, reserve, and you end up on the roof. Because those spots have been reserved for certain people. But isn't it wonderful tonight to know that there is a place for you and for me reserved? Where? Reserved in heaven. Oh, how wonderful that we can rejoice tonight as children of God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. How wonderful, and we rejoice. But we will rejoice even more tonight if there are others, young or old. I'll keep saying that, young or old. Colin even gave out that hymn. Where is it? It's something in here. It says here, wait not till the shadows lengthen, till your older grow. Rally now and sing for Jesus everywhere you go. Lift your joyful voices high, ringing clear through earth and sky. Let the blessed tidings fly. Jesus lives. Wait not till the shadows lengthen, till your older grow. So it's for the young ones. And as we heard this morning, our brother Victor was saying to us that he was speaking to a gentleman this morning, 90 years old, young and old. The Lord Jesus Christ is waiting to receive anyone, irrespective of age, to trust him as their own and personal Savior, and to have that inheritance tonight with assurance. We read firstly this evening that verse in Luke's Gospel, chapter 12. Our Lord Jesus Christ was having a conversation, or he was having a little meeting with quite a few people. And at the end of that meeting, one man came to him, and he had one thing on his mind. It was his inheritance. Now, you know, dear friends, I say this very kindly tonight. I trust that on your mind tonight is your soul's salvation, if you are unsaved. I trust tonight that you are yearning to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, whom most of us have come to know, and we rejoice in. Because if that is what your yearnings are tonight, I am sure that the Lord will bless you, that he will speak to your heart, and he will save your precious soul. This man here, the Lord Jesus Christ, spoke and addressed all those people. But he had one thing on his mind, and that was an inheritance. It wasn't the inheritance that we read about earlier concerning the Christians, that inheritance reserved for us in heaven. No, he was talking about an earthly inheritance. And he said to the Lord Jesus Christ when he came, he said, Master, speak to my brother that he will divide the inheritance with me. Inheritance. That inheritance, it sort of can cause a lot of problems, can't it, in the world today. We find that this inheritance, well, you know, our society today, we live in excessive materialism, don't we? We want to accumulate possessions. We want to accumulate wealth. We want to accumulate property. We see that in the world today, even in business. We see banks taking over banks. Commonwealth Bank taking over the State Bank. We see companies taking over companies. I heard this morning, or was it this morning or yesterday morning, on a business review program that they were prepared to invest in business, providing that that business that you're working on has a bigger picture in mind, whereby the business grows and it can be taken over by someone else to get even bigger, so that of course the investment grows. And so people are wanting to accumulate. But you know, today this inheritance can bring lots of things to us, can't it? We find that families, when they have a loved one who may be at that stage of perhaps passing into eternity, and all they talk about is the inheritance. What's going to be left for them? It can create relief where someone's perhaps having a hard time. It can recreate relief. It can bring happiness to some families. Perhaps they, you know, in a situation where they're having a hard time and a relative passes away, and perhaps unbeknownst to them, somebody has left them something to keep them going. And you know, there are very, very many kind people like that, and they think of people who need support. It can bring support to many causes, charity out there, big institutions, to bring help to people in need. I hear an advertisement on the radio sometimes on 2CB FM. If you have a will and you're thinking of the furtherance of the gospel, don't forget 2CB FM, so we can continue to reach the people in the world out there. So this inheritance, it means a lot to many people, but it can cause a lot of problems too, can't it? We can see how that, you know, even with the rich people, we read of one of these very rich people, I just forget his name now, but his daughter and his wife, they've been fighting over some property that was left. This mining magnate, his name might come to me, and for a long time, for years and years and years, this fight's been going on as regards to this inheritance, and it was all over the newspapers. The mum wasn't speaking to the daughter because they were in court all the time fighting over this inheritance. And you know, in families sometimes it brings a separation, but the Lord Jesus Christ, when this man came to him and he said to him, "Lord, please speak to my brother so that he may divide the inheritance with me." And obviously there maybe the brother was left something and he was not, and he was concerned about that. But the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to this man and he told him this incident, a parable about a man who had plenty. A rich man, he spake unto a parable unto him, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do? I will pull down my barns and will build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods.' And I will say unto my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up in store for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall all these things be? And that was all the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to this man, so that he may think for himself the inheritance that he's thinking about, the earthly goods that he's thinking about, and what the Lord Jesus Christ had to offer for him to weigh up which was more important. Later in the chapter, we find how that there were two sons. And here was an occasion where an inheritance probably came before the father was even deceased. Here were the two sons, the prodigal son, as the story is known, and he went to his dad and said, I would like to have my inheritance now, because I want to have a good time. I want to spend it. I want to go and live in the city. That inheritance, he knew it was there, and his mind was working on it, and he wanted to have it, and he didn't rest. And you know, sometimes we find that in our society today, many people depend on that, don't they? We find that many young people sometimes depend on perhaps what an inheritance they may receive later on in life. And some of them take it real easy. There are lots that don't. But that inheritance builds up in their minds, and it takes their minds away from the Lord Jesus Christ. That son got his inheritance from his dad, and away he went. And he spent it. It faded away. One moment he had a bag of money. The next minute it was gone. His inheritance was absolutely gone. And when he discovered his situation, and he discovered that his friends had left him, well, he felt all alone and poor. But praise God tonight that this young man, he came to his senses and he said, I will arise and I will go to my father and will say, Father, I have sinned against heaven and earth and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. He knew that he had taken his inheritance. He said, just make me as one of thy hired servants. He knew that was all that he could ask for. But praise God tonight, when he realized his situation, and he said, I will go back. His father was there to receive him. And you know something? He gave him more than he expected. And dear friends, tonight, if you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, he will give you more than you can expect. The Lord Jesus Christ, he spoke about this man, the prodigal son. You know, and most of us today, we can just picture what transpired. But you know, the Lord Jesus Christ, he speaks to our hearts in a simple way, as Colin said. It's not complicated. The Lord Jesus Christ said, except ye become as little children. Now, he didn't mean for us to become little children, but he meant for us to have that childlike faith, to put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. From the world's viewpoint, that inheritance is all the material things that they can lay their hands on. But God tonight offers us something more. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And Romans 6 and 23 says, "For the wages of sin," and might I just say this, perhaps in this way, "for the inheritance of sin." The wages of sin is death. That's what the end result is. That's what sin brings us if we do not put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. How wonderful tonight to be able to have that inheritance. Verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Childlike faith. And dear friend, tonight, if you are seeking the Lord Jesus Christ, young or old, the Lord Jesus Christ tonight wants to impart to you salvation, eternal life, that inheritance reserved in heaven for each and every one of us. This morning we were speaking about prayer in the Sunday school. And I was talking to the little children about what they're ranging from 3 years up to 9 years in the little room. And I asked them a few questions. And I said, "What is prayer?" And one little girl jumped off her seat Kelly Belsham. She jumped off her seat and kneeled on the ground and did that. "That's prayer." So I said, "Oh, very good, Kelly." And she sat down. And I continued to ask, "Well, what is prayer?" And somebody said, "Amen." I said, "Oh, well, yeah, that's prayer. We say amen when we pray. But what is prayer?" When we speak, when we talk, that's very good. When we talk to God, that is prayer. What else is prayer? And they were talking and talking, and then someone said, "Asking." And I said, that's right. Asking. And you know, dear friends, and you will rejoice tonight with us, because I haven't conveyed this even to Paul and Dot yet, but I told Nancy. Because we're in that separate room, you see, and we came out and it was rush all the way. And we've been praying for a little fellow called Dean. And you know, his sister, she's a Naomi, she's 9 years old, and she trusted the Lord as her Saviour. And there's little Jade, she will be 7, and she trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as her Saviour one morning with Brett at Sunday school. And Brett will remember that. And there was the little brother Dean. And I think you will remember these three little children. They're very lovable kids, and they have parents with great problems. But you know, I have never seen three little children holding a family together. Three little children holding mom and dad together. And you know something? It's amazing how interested they are in the Bible and in the scriptures and reading their verses. And they live in an area with other kids as well. You know, their minds get distracted. But these three, it's just amazing to me how they stick together, even in the family. And we sent Naomi and Dean off to a camp. And I think we made it known also to many that we spoke to that we are praying for Dean's salvation. And we pray that it could happen even at the camp. But he came back. He came back. And nothing's happened, and he's been coming to Sunday school, and as Colin said, you know, salvation is not a complicated thing, it's simple, isn't it? And sometimes we want it to happen our way, don't we? I think sometimes of Naaman, you know, when he wanted to be healed of his leprosy, and he wanted the man of God to do some wonderful thing. Why does he want to send me to the river Jordan? That dirty river. Aren't there, you know, the rivers of Damascus, Abana and Pharpar, much more cleaner? Why can I not go there and be washed? And of course, as his servants pointed out to him and said, oh, if the man of God had come and done some great thing. Well, that's what he was expecting, you see, because, well, he was a great man. But you know, dear friends, God speaks in many ways tonight, and if in your seat where you're sitting, little as you may be perhaps, or old, if God is speaking to you very softly in some special way about your soul's salvation, he's waiting for you to respond in your simple way, whichever way that might be. It might not be coming up to the frontier like I did to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. It might be just, well, where you're sitting in your seat. But you know, I said, what do we do when we ask God when we pray? And Dean said, we ask God to come into our hearts and trust Him as our Savior. That was Dean's answer. And I said, Dean, have you done that? He said, yes. Oh, well, you know, I suppose there, as I said before, we sometimes expect, you know, maybe in a different way. Especially with little children, the Lord said, except ye become as little children. And sometimes we don't always accept the word of children, do we? As young as they may be. And Dean said, yes, I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. And then I began to ask him more questions. When did that happen, Dean? Yesterday. Dean, how did it happen? And then little Jade answered and said, oh, it happened in our bedroom. I said, in your bedroom? She said, yes. And I said, who was there? Was your mum and your dad there? No. And this is the little girl talking now. She said, no, mum and dad wasn't there. I said, well, who was there? She said, well, just us. Me and Dean and Naomi. And their mum and dad had probably gone off somewhere, I don't know. And she said, Dean asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come in their heart. We were praying. And you know something? My heart rejoiced. Because even though in some way one would sort of like to see it happen, you see? But no, God works in a wonderful way. He works in mysterious ways, His wonders to perform. And you know, sometimes we even expect, like Naaman, we expect, well, I just praise God that we were instruments in His hands. But you see, it doesn't depend on us. It doesn't depend on me. It doesn't depend on anybody in this hall tonight, your salvation. It depends on the Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, you don't have to be talking to me. You can talk to the Lord Jesus Christ yourself. And you can ask Him to come into your heart. And there was little Dean. He's going to be 9 next week, 23rd I think it is. And he asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into his heart. 3 little children, all on their own. And I ask you to pray for these little kids. Especially this little family. Mum and Dad goes off. They come to the meetings. I'm hoping to see them next week at the Easter meeting. They come along. But it's wonderful to see how these 3 little children, how God is using them to hold their parents together. The mum, I'm not sure, but sometimes we think that she may be taking things, you know, and the dad's always got a problem somewhere. But we praise God that they come and they listen to the message of the gospel. And we can see that even their love and their heart with these three children together, that God is working in them. And there to me, when I heard that from Dean this morning, I praised God. And you know, dear friends tonight, young and old, you don't need a grown-up. If you understand the message of the gospel, you know that the Lord Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross for your sin. And you know that if you put your faith and trust in Him and believe that He did it and ask Him to come into your heart, pray to Him and ask Him to come into your heart and life, He will do it there and then. What a wonderful experience that will be. So there you see, we are rejoicing. The Lord Jesus Christ said to this man, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall all these things be?" And you know that the Lord Jesus Christ, or in the Bible, it mentions in two places, Psalm 53 and Psalm 14, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." You see? But tonight, dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ classified that man as a fool. Here was somebody who was thinking about his inheritance, his earthly inheritance. What's mum going to leave with me, or dad going to leave me? What's aunt and uncle going to leave for me? What's the family going to leave for me? Oh, I'm looking forward to that. You know, I can't wait to see exactly one day. And they focus on the wrong things. But oh, what a wonderful inheritance the Lord Jesus Christ has reserved for you and I. Eternal life. Eternal life and a home in heaven. Our names recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. If you haven't trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior tonight, remember, there's an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. How can you get it? Simple faith and trust. Like Dean, kneeling at his bedside and asking the Lord Jesus Christ to come into his heart. May the Lord just bless these readings and bring that thought to your mind about inheritance. And it's all because of the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid the price on Calvary's cross to redeem you and I for all eternity. May the Lord bless His word to our hearts.